the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
For the Game 3 NBA Finals, 2018 NBA Finals, I'm your host, Mr. William Morgan, host of the Sports Report Podcast right here on Rant EM Radio. Call in at 330, who we got?
We got Gene.
How you doing, Gene? Good to have you with me, man. Thank you for calling back in.
Appreciate you.
Anytime, man. Appreciate having you. Always happy to have you here, man. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, I have a question. Gene, feel free to answer. In this situation, you held Steph Curry. You held Klay Thompson. Pretty much in check all game. And you still lose. I thought, Gene, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought that was the formula.
Well, I mean, obviously it was a game plan. I thought we kept him in check because we stayed aggressive early. We attacked him. They fouled. We got him off the floor. They couldn't get in the rhythm. Klay took a couple early shots. He seen he wasn't really sinking nothing, and that's how he usually plays. If he's on, he's on. If he's off, he's off. So he kind of sits back and, you know, let the other team players come in and hit some, try to get going. Their biggest thing was tonight, like I said, the biggest thing was that they did a really effective job attacking the rim. They attacked. LeBron didn't take a lot of miscellaneous shots. He made sure he stayed aggressive or got in the area where he could kick it to a weak side.
We're not going to talk about LeBron tonight, man. I'm sorry. We got to talk about Kevin Durant. I'm gonna finish answering the question,
and we can talk about Kevin Durant. But when you have a performance like that, and you work so hard to stay in the game, they came down to coaching towards the end. Then it came to we didn't have nothing for Kevin Durant, and all he could come up with is switching Kevin Love on him. You know, for the remainder of the game. I think one of the commentators said he was Mark Jackson, or said, you know, that's going to be a thorn in their butt behind if they feel like that they can go down the stretch. They put LeBron on him for a possession, and then they switch back off. So, you know, at the end of the day, really didn't have an answer for Kevin Durant. I thought the coaching down the stretch was bad. You got 39 seconds left on the clock, and you go into a soft denial defense, and you got fouls to give. Like I said, you know, some things, you know, just happen the way they do. But tonight, like I said, it came down the stretch, and we kept it close, but, you know, we came up empty. And Kevin Durant, you got to give, you know, I give him his props. I mean, he came out. He shot the ball very effective, very efficient, and he killed us.
Before I go to Doom and Tony C, Tony C, how you guys doing tonight?
I'm getting my nice push broom out.
But I got a whole bunch of questions for the goat.
Before we do that, the Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, take a 3-0 lead. In this best of seven, they win tonight 110-102. If you look at the box score, it looks flitted as hell. But the thing about it, Kevin Durant had 43 points. Every other starter had double digits in scoring. Draymond gives you 9 rebounds. Give you 9 assists. I'm sorry. Give you 9 assists.
He almost had a triple dub.
He gave you 7 assists, 13 rebounds. Draymond Green, 10 points, 9 assists. And he almost had a double double. So the guys did perform in other ways besides scoring. They also have some. If you go back and look at the rest of the score, they also have some good minutes. Tony C, props to you. Doom, props to you. You guys were saying JaVale McGee earlier in the series. He came up big tonight. So both of you guys. Props
LeBron
on that.
LeBron don't like five, you know, man.
And JaVale McGee got some foot speed.
Right now, you're looking at the box score for the Cavaliers. LeBron James ends up with 33-10, 11.
Wait a minute. I thought Rodney Hood was supposed to be a difference maker tonight.
Rodney Hood had 15.
Yeah, Rodney Hood had 15.
He definitely was a difference. I think he
should have started. No, the difference was the whistle in the first quarter because Tristan Thompson,
referee tried to help y'all.
I don't think they tried to help. I think they called it like it's supposed to be called. I mean, we had no problems with the refs tonight. They stayed out of the way. They called what they seen.
Yeah.
No, that's because that's the way it's supposed to be called. It's supposed to be.
Gerald Green got breathed on and laid on the ground for 5 minutes. Explain that.
This is the Cavs that can play with Golden State when you don't have excessive whistles, when you don't have biased refs. But a lot tonight, this loss is not as bad as one or two. As far as effort goes. Now, as far as being down 3-0, that's bad. In history, never came back. The whole deal is we play hard and effective the whole game. I thought it came down to coaching. I thought we stay aggressive the whole game. And as you can see, when you're aggressive with Golden State, they can't play. They was in foul trouble. They got them off the court.
Okay, explain the foul on Curry.
One at a time, guys.
It ain't even got nothing to do with that. Let's ask this major question. Why, when Kevin Durant was dribbling that ball and they were down 3 points, LeBron ain't say, I'm taking Kevin Durant?
If you play the whole game, which he played the whole game, I thought he sat down one time for maybe, a minute and a half. But here down the stretch, they kept putting Love on the switch. LeBron took him on one possession before that. He took him on a possession before that. And then that last possession, they had him far enough out past the three-point line, they thought, where he would take a bad shot. And I thought that was great, but he hit it. And it is what it is, but
that
LeBron switched off. It wasn't in rhythm. He dribbled a couple times. Usually a transition
that
shot for him to step up dribble.
It wasn't no different than that shot he took last year in LeBron's face.
It looked to be in the same spot.
It was different because they let him get to a sweet spot. I thought the one where he knocked it down here, last year, it was a walk-up shot. Tonight, he let him get to a spot, and he let it fly. And when you leading in the series, that shot right there is not a make or break shot. If I miss it, we still up, and we are gonna go play another game here at home, or up in Cleveland, and
if
we'll
it was
be back.
0-0,
but
that's a good shot for Kevin Durant. He looking dead at the goal.
Well, here's the thing with me. And I guess the narrative is going to be tomorrow that LeBron ain't
checked Kevin Durant.
That's the first thing.
With a three-point lead.
That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. He's your best defender on
the floor.
That's the first thing.
If you the GOAT, Kobe, Jordan. Matter of fact, when he started cooking, they would have been like, I got to lock him up. Try to at least.
You're talking a guy who gives you so much.
He won't play no defense tonight.
He was He didn't play no defense tonight. I never said he was playing defense tonight. I thought he stood around a couple times. I thought he let guys get back door on him. I thought he didn't rotate tonight. I had made a post on Facebook during the game. I said, it's okay to sit him down.
You did say that.
For defensive purposes, because he's not playing any D and he's not going to play none because he feel like he's giving you thing everything offensively.
I don't like that.
I thought this is a game that is pivotal, so you got to go play D, LeBron. I think I made a post yesterday. I said, listen, this guy has got to play defense, and he's got to go to an assignment. He just can't sit in the passing lanes and get the rebounds and then push it and hope to score. And LeBron did that tonight. This is my guy, but at times, you know, he frustrates me with a lack of doing some things. Does that take away from him being a GOAT? No. Does it mean that I've been carrying his damn team?
Wait a minute.
All the way.
That don't take away from him being a GOAT. I ain't never heard nobody ask Michael Jordan posting on defense. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm.
I got one for him. I'll go back to the 80s. Magic Johnson and Larry Bird guarded each other since the 70s.
Yeah.
They were the two best players.
A real solid rivalry.
No, before then, I think it was high school. So the issue is LeBron don't want no part of KD. I said it. Tell your boy Shannon Sharp,
anytime that LeBron does something outside of doing what he's done, anybody who can put up these numbers each and every game, you want to criticize because he didn't come out to go guard him. You got to have faith in your team.
They got to step up too. Okay,
That's a lot of what goes on. As soon as LeBron don't do nothing, he didn't do this and he didn't do this, but the man carried them through the season, through the playoffs, and then it always comes down to one play. And LeBron, because LeBron, at the end of the day, hey, you got to trust your teammates.
Hey, didn't we see that same shot last year?
Yeah.
Same shot, right? Over the same person, right?
No, LeBron, I guess he got smart this year. He said he didn't want no parts at the end of the game.
Let's look at this.
You go get that Rodney Hood.
Let's look at this for a second. And here's my concern. If you're the Cavs, or if you're like Gene, a Cavs fan, what do you do at this point? You played him tough twice.
It's over.
You got blown out once. And now you're going to a game 4 down 3 nothing. Golden State can play with house money. Hell, they can win. They can lose 4 and win it 5 back home.
I mean it's pretty logical what's happening right now. I mean,
they're going to try to sweep up.
What
mm-hmm.
do you do? Call in the
201. And I would too.
Call in the 201. Speak up, how if you hear me.
Why does LeBron always have to ruin a perfectly good sweep? Why?
Why can't it be Rodney Hood? That's who was guarding Durant on that last shot. Why can't Rodney Hood be the one?
Rodney Hood is coming off the bench.
Why does it have to be,
quote unquote,
Rodney Hood shouldn't have been off the bench. And at the end of the day, you can't play two positions at one time. Here's the expectations on LeBron. Here's the expectation on LeBron.
I'll
give William credit. As soon as we got on this podcast, he said, you know what? You held Klay Thompson in check. You know what? You held Steph Curry in check.
What do you do?
I haven't heard tonight out of both of you guys how horrible Steph Curry played, and they always want to compare him as one of the best point guards in the game. And he played horrible tonight. He ran to the locker room.
What was the score tonight?
It didn't have nothing to do with Steph Curry tonight. That's for sure.
But hold on a couple of things. Gene,
Gene, what was Steph, what was Steph box for tonight?
Gene, a couple of things. Gene, hold up, fella. Hold up. I got to get with Gene for a minute, because Gene said something that I take exception to. You said a minute ago that we hold Bron to an expectation. Jordan was held
to LeBron what?
You said that we hold Bron to an expectation. Jordan was held to the same expectation, and 6 out of 6 times he succeeded when he got to the finals. Why can't we put that same expectation on Bron?
Because the level of players that are playing with him right now, we can't keep continuously putting pressure on him. Michael Jordan, we had this conversation earlier. Michael Jordan, he had a pretty good cast around him, and he had a damn good coach. You look at LeBron and his legacy, LeBron has never had an outstanding coach. He's never had but one player, and I don't even count Kyrie, even though he helped him win a championship.
What about Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh?
I was about to say Dwayne Wade, but I won't count Chris Bosh.
Why not?
I told you, Chris Bosh, he checked out in that championship.
But the man,
thank Ray Allen for hitting that. Ray Allen in the house.
Ray Allen's already in there. But don't you want to know why
LeBron has all of these like expectations? It's because he is a quote from Sports Illustrated. He's the chosen one. He was the one who was held. He was the one who was held since he was in St. Vincent St. Mary's. That this guy was supposed to be the man, the guy. He was supposed to be the next Michael Jordan. And since then, all of the pressure, all of the expectations were going to be on LeBron. That's why people were so like, were hammering down on him when it took him not 10 years to win his first title.
The thing is I don't think LeBron put the chosen one after a while on him. I think the fans, the media, they made him the chosen one.
He ended up accepting that challenge and taking that and wearing that black hat. He ended up like taking that, like, you know.
We're not going to do this 2 nights in a row, okay?
Not 2 nights in a row.
We're going to talk about the Golden State Warriors and that, not by LeBron James.
The Cavs caught the L. Like I said, they came out. They were very, very aggressive, and I said this before, and I'll say it again.
Floppy.
You stay aggressive against Golden State. It took them out of their rhythm.
Oh my goodness!
And flop half the game.
I think they got that home field. I think that's pretty much what they need. It's not going to be a sweep. It'll be a gentleman sweep. It'll be a 4-1 series. The Warriors are going to definitely steal one on the road.
Warriors did that tonight. Let's go back and look at these stats for one more look at these stats very, very quickly.
Rage, you know it's 3-0, right?
It's 3-0. It's 3-0, Rage.
Wait, it's what?
It's 3-0.
Cleveland lost tonight.
And here's
really,
the funny thing.
Is this guy really here and saying he thought Cleveland really won?
And here's the funny thing about it.
The way y'all were talking, y'all was like, oh, Golden State played badly. I'm like, oh, did they lose? What the fuck?
You held. You held.
Y'all held Golden State. Y'all were talking Golden State that played badly. That's on y'all.
No, I'm asking, did you watch the game?
I watched Golden State.
A little bit of the game at work.
Okay, that makes sense.
You can't watch a little bit of the game and get on a podcast and then say, oh, I thought Cleveland won.
Steph Curry. Let's go back and look at these numbers, guys.
Y'all was like, oh, Golden State played badly and Steph Curry played badly. I'm like, here I am thinking they lost.
Nope. They won.
Y'all, they did play bad. Fellas, I want to go, real quick.
Calm it down, guys. Calm it down, guys. I got something I need to say.
Will, go ahead with your stats.
I got something I need to say.
Oh my god.
I mean, right now, when you look at Golden State, they were bad tonight. For the most part, they were bad. And Cleveland came out with their best effort since Game 1. Game 1, I thought, was a good effort. Game 3, a good effort. And I don't know, and I'm not feeling sorry for LeBron, because LeBron put himself in this spot. But there's nothing he can do. Nothing.
There's nothing he can do. But here's statistically, here. Golden State actually shot 51%.
They did. Overall, but 34%. And 34% from the line. 17 for 19 from the free throw line. And 34% from three. That's 89%, okay?
Those are the stats that actually count. The small detail stats. You know, they did a fabulous job at the free throw line. They shot 51%. So, at the end of the day, we just out-rebounded them. I think we out-rebounded pretty good tonight, and I thought we scored 60 points in the paint.
Yep.
They scored 54 points in the paint. So it was a balanced game, and here's the difference between them walking out with a win and the series being 2-1 and the series going 3-0, Kevin Durant. That was the piece, because we can hang with the rest of the Golden State Warriors, but we can't deal with that extra firepower. And that firepower has killed us the last 2 years.
And I still say, your starting backcourt,
11 points.
Your starting backcourt for the Cavaliers gave you 18 points.
Out of the backcourt, gave you 18 points.
Hood came off the bench for 15. Larry Nance Jr. came off for 5. Jeff Green came off the bench, gave you nothing, gave you 3.
Gave you 5 minutes laying on the ground.
But we talked about how bad the backcourt was. I mean, that's not nothing new. We knew coming in that had to improve.
Tony, go ahead.
That's why Rodney Hood, they said, well, we'll adjust and we'll get Rodney Hood some minutes. And obviously, our backcourt played better tonight than it did the last game, in game 2.
So there was an adjustment there. Kevin Durant when they was down by 3.
Well, at the end of the day.
What happened? Let me tell y'all what happened. This would be the official statement. They didn't want LeBron to pick up any more fouls. That's what happened. That's what they'll say.
It was only a minute left.
But that's what. Well,
I don't think that would be. This is how bad that is. If you say he wouldn't pick him up because of fouls, because like I said, we were in the bonus. The Cavs were in the bonus. So anything we done, we was going to the line regardless. Golden State, we still have fouls to give. It was 39 seconds left. We score. And then we play a soft denial. A soft denial is like a we show pressure, but as soon as you start bringing the ball up, we just start sagging off a little bit. I'm thinking, why wouldn't you pressure him up the court, face guard him all the way up the court, and make him struggle to get a shot? I didn't understand that. That's why I said, when they have the fouls to give, LeBron, you got to take that foul. I know you don't want to foul him out there at the 3-point line and give up 3. Or 2, or whatever he's going to make at the free throw line. But they shot pretty good at the free throw line tonight, and I know that was probably sitting in the back of his head. But why he switched off and put Rodney Hood on him, I think he wanted the fresher legs. I think it was a OG call, and I think you do it, and I think you let the chips fall where they may, and he killed them already.
Lowercase dope.
Lowercase
dope. The Jordan ain't passing nobody else. Jordan took Magic in that final in 91. I remember that. I remember
Jordan ain't never game. One thing Jordan ain't never had to do. Jordan ain't never had to face the firepower of a Golden State team. Never. So I will lock up. I will lock up a guy if I feel like he's the threat. But any one of them could hit a shot.
Portland teams were just as good, man.
Portland wasn't. Nobody in history. Do you know the history of Golden State? Nobody has shot the ball better than these guys. That's right. And they can hit.
I'm not hating on them because they hold a skill.
Michael Jordan would have took that challenge. He would have took that challenge if I ain't got no threats.
You won't know
everything's
why LeBron
a threat with Golden State.
You won't know why LeBron can't whoop them. It's because instead of in the offseason working on his finesse game, he wanna be on the banana boat with people and Kevin Durant and encourage them. Those are shooters, man.
I think you missed the memo. I think he put $1.5 million into his body and stays conditioned. He's at year 15, he's scoring 35.
I'm talking about a steal. What's LeBron James?
35 points a game.
What is he doing?
35 points a game.
Offensively.
35 points a game in the playoffs. 35 points a game in the playoffs. And you still talking about? He needs to condition and go
I
in the gym.
I take Kevin Durant over him right now.
Kevin Durant is a pure shooter. LeBron has never been a pure shooter.
Did you see Durant on the block, man? That ain't no shoot, man.
He was on the block.
Light years ahead of LeBron James.
Anytime you got a mismatch. If anytime you got a mismatch like the mismatch he had, I'm taking him to the block and shooting over top of him too. That's not LeBron.
He gonna try to run him over.
Brian was in the block all night. He was crap dribbling,
trying to run people over.
They was aggressive three quarters of the damn game.
Like,
what do you mean?
He play like Shaq down there. If he ain't getting the defensive foul call, his game is whack, bro.
Iggy started tonight.
Yes, that's something else I wanted to talk about. Iguodala came back tonight. Iggy came back, got you 8 points. He was plus 14 overall for the game. Gave you 22 minutes. He was perfect from the free throw line too.
Oh my god,
he was perfect from the free throw line too.
Steph Curry when he was off, giving JaVale McGee wide open layup. What is he trapping Steph Curry for?
Oh my god, Kevin Durant is so good, man.
And plus, I'm still trying to figure out, why is Kevin Love being switched on Steph Curry? Hey, I don't get it.
He didn't pay for it tonight.
When you don't rotate
your bench, and offensively, if I come down, and it's the same as LeBron. LeBron comes down, he looks for his mismatches. He calls for a high ball screen. He wanted Curry. That's what he got. So when Golden State got the ball, they come up, they call for that high ball screen, which turns into a slip screen, but they got the matchups they wanted. You know, and every time it would happen to be Kevin Love. And I'm like, oh man, now this ain't gonna work.
Can we stop saying that Kevin Durant is a top three player? I think come on. Kevin Durant is about to beat LeBron twice. He's about to beat him a second time. Oh,
what an awesome
thing. You don't get no argument from me on that.
Well, here's the deal. With the team he has assembled, that's not hard to do.
It's
not hard to do.
So let me ask you this, Gene. If he would have stayed in OKC, and OKC would have knocked him off, and OKC would eventually knocked him off with that roster, would you have a problem with it? If he was still in OKC with Westbrook,
Westbrook and Adams and
James Harden, would you have a problem?
You take it back to when they had Harden and they kept Harden.
And it, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He kept Harden. Yeah, he would have kept Harden. If that team would have knocked off Miami, would you have had a problem with them? Would you have said I was, would you, would you have said I was an all-star team?
I wouldn't have had a problem with that, per se, because that, for real, that means that you stayed where you was at, you built around you, and you did the things you need necessary.
Just like LeBron did in Miami.
Thank
you. This move he did for Golden State, as far as a basketball move, is probably the best move you can make. You know, it's a basketball move. It's a basketball decision. And I'm going to go to another team. I'm not happy here. But forever in his career, for the legacy in his career, he's always going to be labeled a bitch for doing that.
No, he's going to be labeled a champion.
But I think that Oklahoma City team, his ring, that, he can sign his ring while they call him that.
That's okay, he's still Oklahoma City. He got more finals to do. Two more to pass. Steph Curry's gonna have the same amount as LeBron. Clay Thompson's gonna have the same amount. Ray Moore. Steph Curry breaking down.
He what?
Steph Curry breaking down. He showed you tonight. He breaking down.
He breaking what? Because
y'all had like four people on him. That's why.
You trapped him every time.
And that's what Golden State did. Make the right basketball play. And they was giving up layup after Iguodala layup.
Here's the deal. It kept it. The game was obviously close. The lead went back and forth in the late quarters. I thought anytime that happens, that's effective basketball. I mean, you stand in the game. That's the name of the game. You do things to try to stay in it. Will it hurt you every now and then? If they hit a big one, yeah. He popped a big one, and it happens. You know, I can live with that. You know, I can live that we did a good job on it in the whole game. And then he popped one. I can live with that. I would rather have Steph Curry kill me. I'd rather have Steph Curry kill me, Kevin Durant kill me, or Klay Thompson than Draymond Green popping me. That's just where I live with that. I can live with that because that's what they're supposed to do. But Draymond Green or Iguodala hitting I can't live with that. Well, JaVale McGee, like I said, we got to go to the bench on JaVale McGee. There's no way that somebody should have been in there. He should have went and got Zizic, the matchup that size, and just full front of him and just give him hell. But he let him go free. They looked for the mismatch.
Y'all should have paid Miles Goff. Y'all ain't won Jackson Miles Goff. Hold on, that's your boy, and that's your guy.
Ain't he with the Lakers now?
No, we got rid of him.
He big gone.
We got all that off our book.
He big gone. Last I heard,
we paid him. I think we tricked New Jersey into getting him.
Yeah, he went to Brooklyn. He stole some money. He stole money just like Joe Johnson stole money.
Y'all ain't won nothing. Y'all
started. But seriously, can you guys say that the Cavs played a better game than they did game two?
No, they lost. Same result.
Like Herb Edwards say, you play to win the game.
That's what I'm saying. What have we gotten in this world? What have we gotten?
To say the LeBron sweepstakes have started.
What have we gotten in this world where just being there is enough? He's
probably on the phone with Chris Paul. He on the phone like Draymond was when they lost.
Stephen A. Smith already reported that he will be in talks with Golden State this summer. If Stephen A. Smith is right about that and that happens, I'm done. That whole conversation, people took that out of context. When he said that, he said it as in.
Look, your team is so bad. Hey. I would actually talk to the Golden State Warriors, hey, and that's you know where he went with it. Now, the media took it and ran with it.
It's like Suffron joining the damn NBA after that. Corporation.
That is not fair. If people want to crucify Kevin Durant for joining the Golden State Warriors, people better fucking People better get LeBron's head on a fucking stick if he goes to Golden State. Because that
LeBron would never ruin his legacy like that. He would never ruin his legacy like that.
What you mean? Ain't nobody would.
The guy got one of the greatest legacies of a guy who ever suited up and played in the NBA.
I think his legacy is already tarnished.
And that happened. You know what that happened? Look how many teams Charles Barkley chased to try to get a ring, and he never even accomplished even getting the ring.
AI got a game.
Three-time champion. He wasn't a three-time champion when he first went to the NBA Finals. He was still growing. He was still in growing stages. We're talking about a veteran LeBron James now that is a three-time champion. LeBron is not supposed to be getting swept. He's not supposed to be getting swept at this stage of his career.
We'll go online to get my 2018 for the NBA Finals.
The reason why, because this team wasn't even supposed to be in the finals. I mean, as bad as this team was, when you make that many roster changes, that's my issue. They played well down the stretch. They didn't play the greatest they haven't played in years. But if he gets swept, and I'm not saying this because I'm a fan. If it had been Golden State and the shoe was on the other foot, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if they'd have got swept, I wouldn't have been like, oh my God, they're so bad that they got swept. No, I'm just, I would look at it as, hey, look, it was time. LeBron's window is closing. We're not talking about a 22-year-old LeBron. We're talking about a 33, about to be 34-year-old LeBron with 15 years and played the most minutes in the NBA. This type of guy we're talking about here who effectively scored 35 points a game in these playoffs. I mean, we're talking about a guy who shows up. He shows up. Everybody else don't show up. And tonight, he scored 33. Love scored 20. And we're missing that one guy. We're missing that one more effective scorer.
I wouldn't pass it. Bro, if I was him real talk Friday night, I ain't passing the ball. I'm not. I'm going to score
every time.
He needs to shoot every time. Nobody else needs to shoot. You get the ball passed back to LeBron. Play 2001.
I don't believe that.
Philadelphia 76 style basketball.
I'm not a big fan of the ball sticking. I'm a big fan of the ball moving, and I thought it stuck a lot after the first pass.
If you're surrounded by bombs, don't pass the bombs the ball.
Here's the deal.
You take it on yourself.
When you have a performance like what he does, I mean, you got to trust him. And at the end of the day, he did what he had to do. He asked for the ball at the end. I think LeBron scored the last out of the last maybe 6 or 8 points they had. I think LeBron scored like 6 of them. So I mean, he did what he had to do.
The last 6.
The difference in this game was once again for Golden State the third quarter and the second half in general. He put up 31 points in the third. Outscored the Cavs 31-23. The fourth quarter got him beat 27-21. Second half was a complete turnaround. And once again, I can't just say that's
Bill McGee is the MVP.
And then I make Shaq mad as hell.
I wouldn't go as far as giving the MVP, but he'll damn sure have a contract at the end of the year.
Yeah.
He will be the MVP.
He's played very well.
That's coaching. That's adjustment. And it worked.
He definitely improved himself from when he was constantly on Shaq and the Fool. He's improved himself.
He's been given direction, in other words. Because he's never played for a coach. He's never played for a coach like Steve Kerr.
Woo, you go back to game one, me and Boone said it. Yep. When they inserted him in, Cleveland was running away with that game until JaVale McGee got in that game.
He got them
back in the game.
Yep.
Stabilized the game.
Yep.
And they took off from there. They ain't looked back.
He's been giving directions since he's been there. He's been giving good directions since he's been there.
You mean Golden State won the game?
Cleveland
was about to win.
Yeah.
Cleveland was about to win the first game. Until JaVale McGee came in there, LeBron was getting to the hole doing what he wanted to do. But McGee,
he's asserted himself as a prominent defender in the league.
Yep, he's done very good.
JaVale McGee,
he's my MVP.
Yeah.
So now,
well, I think they used him effectively as far as his length and the things that he could do. Playing a team like the Cavs, I thought they used him effectively. I thought he got in and he got one or two blocks, I believe. He fronted some guys. He stayed active. Even going back to, he didn't really get a lot of playing time game one. Remember, he came in game two
in
as a starter.
That first quarter when he came in, he stabilized the Golden State Warriors. LeBron was living in paint, and McGee wasn't having it. And that's when the game swung, because Cleveland was about to run away.
I don't think he was the LeBron stopper. No, I think they.
I ain't
did
saying
a good
he was
job.
LeBron stop. You can't stop LeBron, but I know he don't like height. Every time he's been beaten, the team has had a center that can bother him on the inside.
Or JJ Barrera.
Come on,
we going back to JJ Barrera, huh?
They used him
efficiently. They used him efficiently, and that's what they done
tonight.
Yeah, Kevin Durant won the game tonight, and that's what he done. And that's what guys supposed to do. And this will make him a superstar now. He was already a star.
Superstar before.
But this will make him a superstar if he wins this series.
He was a superstar before.
But like I said, when you don't have to work as much as LeBron, or you don't have to work as much of a Harden, and because you got so many good role players around you. I mean, did you see the way he was picking the shots tonight? He had to play up like, okay, y'all did this, now I'm going to do this. Okay, y'all did this, now I'm going to do this.
He was a superstar before.
It's too easy.
He was a superstar before.
They know how to create their own shots.
But he was a superstar before.
Thank you, Ray.
All of them know how to create their own shots. They can all handle the ball very well. But what I'm saying is, when you got guys around you like that, it makes it easy. He took the easy way out, and this is how you get rewarded for taking the easy way out. Period.
I said it when Golden State won their first title with Kevin Durant. They know how to play effective team basketball.
Easy way out. Really?
That ain't the easy way out. It's easy to play basketball when you ain't got five people in the
game. They know how to play fundamental team basketball. They share the ball. Yeah. They create the... Whenever the open man always gets the shot.
They make the open pass.
They know how to play.
That's because they run an offense. And that's because Steve Kerr played with probably the best two guard that ever played the game. He knows how to play everybody effectively.
Best two guard. Hold on. I ain't trying to disrespect. I ain't trying to disrespect.
You trying to throw low key shade.
I ain't trying to disrespect Klay Thompson. He ain't the greatest two guard that ever played the game.
Kevin Durant is LeBron's kryptonite, though.
He ain't the greatest two guard who ever played the game. You need to amend that statement. He's one of.
He can't win with damn Russell Westbrook. That's a problem.
He got what the Avengers. You know, he got all the superheroes with him, and he wanted to conquer the world.
We're not going to forget.
D-Wade and Chris Bosh was on that game, so they was bombed before LeBron got to them off.
So what was Oklahoma City, the Teen Titans?
I keep saying this, and I'll reiterate this too. Chris Bosh checked out after season two with them guys, okay?
D-Wade was a bomb too.
No, D-Wade was probably maybe the second or third best two guard that ever played a game.
Bosh did not check
Kevin
out.
Kevin Durant is Thanos, and the rest of the Warriors is the Black Order. And he finna snap his fingers, and y'all season finna go by.
And Bosh did not check out.
But you know what?
That Oklahoma City team, I think, if they would have probably stayed together and built a little more, I think that team could have won the most.
I
think that team's probably the best team to have never won a championship. One of the
best. I don't think so.
I
think the OKC team that had Fisher, I thought that was probably the best.
When you think about OKC team,
the best team that lost a championship was the Lakers that year when they had everybody. Malone.
When they had that amount of talent. Like on that team, and you see how they all are now, like separated. It's just.
Ray, say this about that team. They banked on Russell Westbrook versus James Harden. If they would have got rid of Westbrook,
mm-hmm.
Durant would have stayed. If they built that team around Harden and Durant.
Yeah.
That would have been a championship team.
And don't forget too.
I think what separated that team was ball dominance. I think Westbrook taking 50 shots a game. I think that's what separated them. I think Kevin Durant felt like he just couldn't be who he was like he is tonight.
Westbrook is definitely a ball hawk. He's like Russ is my favorite player in the league, but he reminds me a lot of Kobe Bryant, where he has to always have the ball.
I'm not saying he's as great as Kobe, but Kobe is somebody who always has to get the ball.
That's where he's just like Kobe. He's a ball.
Now you insult Kobe.
Hold on one second. Gene, I got to ask you a question. If Kevin Durant would have went to Washington, his hometown, would you have a problem with him with John Wall and Bradley Beal? But if you had a problem with that?
I wouldn't have had a problem with that at all. I mean, you still
get reunited with your coach, Scott Brooks. I can respect that move a little bit more. At least you went home and you want to play around your home team, and you want to play with Bradley Beal, a great player, and John Wall is obviously one of the top guards in the game. I wouldn't have had no problem with that. But when you go to Golden State, you couldn't beat them, and you join them. I like Kevin Durant. I want him to brush his hair. I want him to do all those things.
If Kevin Durant's in Washington, you still got to deal with a Cleveland Cavaliers team with Kyrie Irving.
You do. At that point, you would have.
Man, he wouldn't have made it out the East.
It's real simple, man. Oklahoma.
That's why I like what LeBron said a few years ago. During their second NBA Finals with Golden State, he was like, he doesn't want to see Kevin Durant unless he absolutely has to.
Who said that?
That's what LeBron said. He said he doesn't want to see Kevin Durant unless he absolutely has to.
Listen, Kawhi Leonard gave him more problems than Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant just scores the basketball.
After I heard LeBron said that, I was like, wow.
I got one better for you, Rage. Last year, when Cleveland beat, who was it? Who did beat last year? In the semifinal.
It was Boston.
When he beat Boston last year.
Isaiah Thomas.
And what did they ask LeBron James? And he said, "Hey, what do you think about Golden State?
I don't want to think about them right now." Yeah, I remember that.
I don't want to think about that.
It's too stressful. It's too stressful. It's too stressful.
What does that mean? I mean, what does that mean? With him saying, "I don't want to think about that." He's in his moment. They just won the Eastern Conference Championship.
That's what
I think. He wanted that was LeBron.
I have practice
awaiting the inevitable. I think that was LeBron trying to not think about
getting
the inevitable.
And
because you got to deal with a Golden State team with Kevin Durant on it.
And Gene, here's the thing that kills me.
Did think that.
And Gene, here's the thing that
kills
me. And Gene, here's the thing. Here's the thing that kills me, and I'll leave this out for all of you. You're in professional sports, and we keep saying it, and I'm going to keep harping on it. If you're going to be a pro athlete, you win there to win the championship of your respective sport. You're not there just to participate. You're there to win a championship. It's not enough to just be in the game to make yourself the GOAT. You can't do that. So how many players who went either chasing for rings like Charles Barkley, or players who stayed loyal to that team and never won, i.e. Reggie Miller? You can't. I was kind of critical of the move. I was in the move myself, and saying it was a bad light for him to go there. But at the end of the day, he wants to ring. He didn't want to be lumped in with a Charles Barkley. He didn't want to be lumped in with a Reggie Miller.
That's what I hate. That's what I hate about people trashing on Kevin Durant for and praising LeBron for. Both left their respective teams for the same exact reason. They left to win.
Here's the deal.
Gene, going by your logic,
to do what he's done, especially with a team that he left, and once he left them, they didn't go to the playoffs at all, and then to come back, and then we take this team, even though he added players, you know, along the way, you know, he came back to play with Kyrie. You feel what I'm saying? Kyrie was already there. So, and he became, and he's the man in Cleveland. You know, Kyrie had a problem probably, you know, being the sidestep guy or whatever, it don't matter. I mean, I could live with that, especially if I'm going to the finals every year or if I'm playing this length of a season. It just so happens that he came up short. And I think great legacies like his, like LeBron's got a great legacy. And I think he's got so much going on that he just can't have it all. It's just probably by design. He just can't have it all. He's done everything he possibly can to get guys these titles, and he just come up short, and that's because teams load up.
Let me ask you this, Gene. If you were an athlete, mm-hmm. let's just say you were an athlete. I don't know your athletic history. But
nope, I'm 450 pounds. No.
Go ahead. I mean, hey, I'm just asking. The competitor mm-hmm. in you, whose resume would you have, would you rather take? Michael Jordan's resume or LeBron's resume? On the court. I'm just saying, on the court. I ain't talking about the endorsement.
Okay.
Everything. At this point, would you rather have Michael Jordan's career or LeBron's career?
But can I add something to that? Because I can't, because there's something about Mike I really didn't like. I mean, and it was something that, it's something about LeBron
just,
I really
just based
didn't like.
On what you saw. Just based on what you saw, the W's and the L's that they took and what they went through.
I'm definitely gonna go with LeBron. I think he's developing the mindset to play.
Physically.
But I go with LeBron.
LeBron is about to lose his sixth NBA finals.
And that's okay. It happens.
Let me stress something to you. LeBron was supposed to be the next Michael Jordan. He was supposed to be the next guy up. And this man, he is a three-time champion, about to lose his sixth NBA Finals, man.
That's okay.
And he's my thing.
He's not the only one.
And he's like my thing.
LeBron has been very effective in this league. He's been very effective.
Who else has lost six finals and considered the greatest of all time?
He's trying to chase the ghost. You want to go? Meanwhile, the ghost is undefeated in NBA finals, man.
Yeah, and but he's also has been swept twice in the first round.
LeBron and was swept in the NBA finals.
Yeah, in the NBA finals, Jordan was swept twice.
Gene, can I ask you a question?
You know, those were three games. Those were five game series, right?
You know, first of all, those are five game series. That's a good point, Doom. That's a good point, Doom.
Those are five game series.
That's a good point, Doom. That's number one. Number two, a sweep is a sweep. Be it in the first round or being in the finals, you still swept. And he about to get swept.
Nobody can sit here on this panel and say that this team that LeBron has right now, the team that's assembled right now,
is better than the one in 07. It's better than the one in 07.
Nobody is.
One in 07.
They can't say it's a great team.
Better than what you had in 07. That's true.
We're talking realistically. We're talking about a backcourt that averages 15 points a game.
And that's being generous.
No real big man. No real interior big man. We're talking about a bench made up of role players and bench players that came from other
teams.
That's
supposed to be on the bench.
This team that Golden State has, those are starters everywhere else.
Boom.
Those guys are starters anywhere else. Iguodala was a starter. Iguodala came and sat the bench at Golden State when he got there. He had no choice. But he's a starter anywhere else. Sean Livingston. Sean Livingston was a starter. You got guys that were starters. Knee injury.
Yeah.
David West started in Indiana. You got guys on this bench that could be starters everywhere else. And you look down Cleveland's bench right now, and
shouldn't even be starting anywhere else.
Starters on that team, and that's LeBron and Kevin Love.
Where's David West going to start?
Everybody else would sit the bench everywhere they go.
Where's David West going to start?
Where is he going to start? With who?
Where's he going to start? At this point in his career.
At right now? He got the ARP card. Where do you go?
5 years ago, baby.
What I'm saying is those guys were starters. None of these guys None of these guys on Cleveland's bench were starters anywhere. Those guys over there at Golden State, those guys were starters. This is a solid team.
People act like
the odds wasn't against LeBron coming into the series. It is what it is.
Jordan won favorite every time in the finals.
Listen.
Against the Lakers, They won favorite against Utah. All respect to Jordan.
But he cowered out and he left. And he went to go play baseball. And then he came back. LeBron ain't took a break. Okay?
Jordan's dad got killed.
That's why he retired.
His
dad did all respect due to MJ and his father. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect on that, but
you just said it earlier. You don't like Jordan anyway.
LeBron ain't got a dad.
And people
finally don't know who his dad is. His mom is all
Kevin Durant. His dad. Devontae West. That's what
he's Kevin Durant is dead.
Kevin Durant is somebody's baby in Golden State. That's somebody's little baby over there. Come on, Kevin. Come over here. We can win one. Matter of fact, it was Draymond who caught him out in the parking lot and told him, man, won't you come join us, man? Because we can't beat
LeBron. We're going to have problems.
We're going to have problems beating LeBron next year.
Come on, man.
If you don't come over, we're going to have problems beating LeBron. You got to come on and join us. Y'all know what happened. Y'all know they put this together. It takes 10 guys of that caliber to beat a guy like LeBron. Just know that.
10 guys
and
of that caliber.
Chris Bosh and D-Wade ain't put that team together on the Olympics when they weren't plotting.
You can't talk Olympics, but at the end of the day,
they did plot.
You guys
over there
never answered my question. Will.
Yes.
Will, can you answer the question?
What's the question? What's your
question? The question was that team that Golden State has compared to the team that LeBron has, there was no way that anybody thought coming into this series that
you thought he'll win a game,
Cleveland had a chance.
No, you can't say that. You can't
say that. We ain't saying they're going to win, but at least they'll get a game.
Is that okay? I can answer the question.
How do we still speak on? Well, Kevin Durant, he did this.
Gene.
The team is weak.
Gene, can I answer?
You ain't killing no. You're the strongest team in the league.
Gene, can I answer the question?
But they can't
that,
be that,
that rhetorical.
Final, so.
Can I answer the question? Is that a rhetorical question? Okay.
According to y'all, the East is weak.
The East is weak. The only reason why people gave anybody a shot is because of Bron. Because of your boy. That's the only reason why people
gave
him
a shot.
I'll
say they won't win a game.
That's why they gave him a shot, because of your boy. Your dude.
I gotta say, I like this jacket LeBron's got on the podium. That's all.
I gotta watch that.
Does he
have the nut huggers and the man purse tonight? Does he have the nut huggers and the man
purse? Of course he wore that. What, that man purse?
The man purse and the nut hugger shorts.
Purse.
Have that?
It is man
that
purse. It's a
man
fucking
man purse.
Purse.
That's a man purse.
Gangstalicious man
purse. Exactly. Gangstalicious. Gangstalicious.
He's
wearing rompers and we're wearing skirts and look at us. And then we're carrying purses.
From what I heard, he paid 40-some-odd thousand dollars for that purse. From what I heard, he paid over $40,000 for that purse.
Yep.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
But for the
why wouldn't he?
And everybody who
at the end of the day, the alligator bag? I think that was what, $41,000?
That was like $41,000 right there. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like
what I can't stand. Stand about rich people, yo. I swear, they spend money on the
I can agree with that. Now, can you repeat that to the panel again? It ain't what?
It ain't tricking if you got it.
Yeah.
You damn right.
And guys, you're listening.
LeBron got
the point spread tonight.
Can somebody locate me that jacket ASAP?
God.
Well, if you wouldn't be so good
on eBay,
maybe you could ask him, and he'd probably tell you what he'd like that. You know, he's a team player. That's what he's.
LeBron doesn't.
Well, if you come to Ohio, we'll ride up to his house. I'm probably.
I got a record of talking shit.
18 minutes away. You can't get to his house.
I got a record of talking shit about LeBron on the public airwaves. So, and we all know how we all know how sensitive LeBron is to criticism.
We know how sensitive his haters are.
Gene, what you gonna do? Knock on the door and ask for his jacket?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking this guy. You wanna go to his house and knock on his door and ask him for his jacket?
Gene will do it too.
I'm sure you can go to
something like that.
I should even go to Amazon or eat.
Like yeah, it would be hilarious.
I would act like I'm homeless. I would be like, LeBron, please spare. Can you please spare me a quarter?
You'll get my jacket.
Spare me a quarter and that jacket that you wore at the podium after Game 3.
That'd be hilarious. Gene, you'll do
it
too.
And if you don't give me that jacket, I'm gonna call Golden State over. Oh, Warriors on your way.
So fellas, what should Warriors. We explain? So fellas,
they're gonna pull up on beach cruisers like Devo.
Exactly. So fellas, what should we expect in Game 5? Is this the one
my
that
mama gave me?
What should we expect in Game 5?
My mama gave me that jacket.
Seems to take a 3-0 series lead on 131-0 all. You know what? Look, I'm gonna just say this.
Game 4. I'm sorry.
LeBron could possibly do it. All I'm saying is this year we saw.
Wait a minute.
Win the series? Rage done lost his mind.
Hey, man. Rage done lost his mind. You done made me cuss tonight.
Rage is hot.
Crazy as hell.
Look, Rage on that shit.
Look, all I'm saying is a 16 seed be a 1 seed this year.
Damn.
Hey, that's college. That's one game.
So
you know he would have to play 48 minutes. For a 4-game straight, just to get it. Well, 3-game straight, just to get it. 7 games.
I'm fucking with y'all.
Yeah, he played all game tonight, and they still lost.
What should we expect in game? What should we expect in game 4? What should we expect in game 4?
It was over J.R. Smith that shot.
We expect in game 4. You know what? They playing it. They playing in Cleveland. I think he ripped their hearts out tonight. I think them guys ready to, hang it up and check out.
That 3 that Durant goes to pull
him out. 1-2-3 can't do. The full MVP.
1-2-3 can't do.
He's the reason.
Who's the MVP?
1-2-3 Puerto Rico.
J.R. Smith should be the Shaq and the full MVP.
1-2-3
He single-handedly. He's the reason why the Warriors are about to get their.
That's the MVP
right there.
JR stuck it up every game.
JR playing for the Warriors. Y'all just don't know it yet. JR playing for the Warriors. Y'all don't know it yet.
He should have never started tonight. I thought Rodney Hood or Cal Korver should have started. But
JR playing for the Warriors. JR playing for the Warriors.
But one thing on this panel that we haven't talked about like all night, and it's just been like, okay, LeBron this and LeBron that. LeBron, he didn't guard KD. He made, nobody's saying nothing about the coaching.
That's not true, Gene. I said Ty Lue should have been trapping and giving up all them layups. I didn't agree with them trapping the ball with Steph Curry. You're not letting JaVale McGee get 14 points on damn dunks and layups. That's what
well,
black.
Well,
that's coaching
shit.
Right there.
Well, what I'm
David
saying
black
is
David Black wouldn't be standing for this shit.
Oh God,
no,
David Black.
No,
he serious?
No, he didn't.
Are you
go
serious?
There. No, he didn't.
Did he say
no,
David
laughed,
Black?
Bro. He laughed.
No, he didn't go there.
David Black.
I
what,
he probably the dribble.
David Black probably told Kevin Durant to go to state.
I call David Black the dribble handoff king.
Free David Black. Free David Black.
David Black told Kevin Durant to go to
state. Well, I can't say David Black had better defense. Now, he put a better defensive product out there. I can't say that.
Y'all fired David Black off of half a season. And
they
fired him because Brian didn't
what it was, when you got a guy like David Black coming from overseas, them guys didn't respect him. No matter what he knew. I mean, them guys just didn't have that type of respect for him, and it showed. You know, it was time for him to go. He's been a European coach, league coach for a long time. I think that's, where he fits. I think when he came to Cleveland playing with the best player in the world, it happens, you know.
LeBron
with that.
He's laughing at the podium.
Not a
motherfucker. You down 3-0, and you laughing at the podium. What is wrong with LeBron? What is wrong with him?
And see, that's his big.
He's about to be a billionaire. That's
the biggest difference. The biggest difference. If Jordan was in this situation,
I ain't never seen Michael Jordan laugh.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's the biggest difference. You know, LeBron loses the him and Dwight Howard.
Cold ain't never laughed.
Him and Dwight Howard to a certain extent.
Michael Jordan never took and been to the finals 8 straight years, neither.
When they lose,
no, he just went 6 and won all 6 though.
But he got swept. LeBron, this would be LeBron if they sweep tomorrow or the next game. This would be his second sweep in history.
Hey, you like talking so much trash about Jordan.
I
got a question.
Hold up, guys. Doom's got a question. Go ahead, Doom.
You talk all this trash about Jordan. You think LeBron could beat the Bad Boy Pistons? Then I'll shut up.
Do you know Steve Kerr got more rings than Jordan?
I don't care. Answer my question. Do you think LeBron James could beat the Bad Boy Pistons of the 80s?
You can't count coaching.
Absolutely not.
And you can't count coaching, Gene.
With the same team?
I'm talking about with Kyrie and Kevin Love. The year they won the championship. You think that team can beat the Bad Boy Pistons?
Hell no.
I think Detroit was a very physical team, and they gave MJ the business. I mean, there's no doubt. I don't think they could have done a lot against LeBron, but I think they would have pretty much pumped everybody else out. I'll give you that. Yes.
I totally disagree.
LeBron
is benefiting off of a soft NBA era right now.
I got another one.
LeBron was in that era, those Pistons would have literally got in his face, elbowed him in his fucking jaw, probably stuck a punch him in his gut. They would have gotten in his face.
That 2004 Detroit team would have beat Bron and company. Did you see Detroit?
Detroit was throwing motherfuckers on the ground.
They got a hold of you by the neck
and they throw you on the ground.
What does Kevin Love do when he hit the ground?
He stayed up.
Kevin Love had 20 and 13 tonight.
And still lost.
That's all right. LeBron had 33. What does that mean? I told you. It's only two bona fide stars on that team. Everybody else is not starting nowhere else. So if Durant want to ride this pony into a championship, that's fine. That's good. Kudos to you, but you still didn't beat nobody. You think you beat LeBron with a mediocre cast. I mean, come on.
You beat him last year.
Tony C.
Here's the thing to me.
When they beat him in 2016, they knew they couldn't beat LeBron no more.
Here's the thing that kills me. I don't hear from all these Bron fans. I don't hear nothing but excuses.
I hear a bunch of La haters.
And right now on Facebook, ain't now, bro.
Hey, Grandma C, Tony C.
I have a hatred for niggas that flop. I don't like flop.
Hey, Tony C, how your grandma said back in the day, ain't now LeBron fan on Facebook. Now one.
Not a now. Not a now one.
On Facebook.
Not a now
one. Now one. On Facebook.
You can call me a LeBron hater. I don't like floppers.
Oh yeah, anytime he hit, he be looking like Ricky on Boys in the Hood, that side in the back.
I think it's a funny thing too that we're looking at the X Factor being JaVale McGee. I really think it's funny that we're looking at the X Factor, the whole series, being JaVale McGee.
Defensive Defensive Player of the Year?
Because he like, because Bron like to roll in. He like to get to the paint. And like Skip Bailey say, when Bron gets to the paint, ain't nobody gonna stop him. But if you clog it up, and that's what JaVale does.
He like Mike Tyson. He ain't got nothing but a knockout opponent.
Right.
He's not. Mike Tyson was not a boxer. Bron jumper ain't consistent.
Yeah,
it ain't been consistent his whole career.
I'm gonna catch y'all.
It ain't been consistent. So I thought
you know that. All right, man. Appreciate you calling, dude.
His shooting percentage last year has been the best it ever been his whole career.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get y'all up Friday night.
All right, dude. Appreciate
was it?
That's a coordination.
Coordination for Kevin Durant.
We gonna have a party. I'm gonna get the hen out. You know what I'm saying?
Kevin Durant party.
I like drinking hen. This is the thing. No matter what,
it's been done before. It ain't nobody's. I mean, because you guys, I know one of you guys is from, okay, Will's from Atlanta.
Augusta, Georgia. I'm in Augusta, Georgia.
No, who's from Virginia?
I'm Augusta, Georgia. Doom is from Virginia. We got...
Yeah, he's from Virginia, and then what's your name is from Orlando, yeah, right?
Tony C. down in Florida.
And, and that wasn't me driving that tank on the news, so I think it was me driving that tank.
And we got Rage from New Jersey.
And here, in Ohio... We know what LeBron, where it all originated from. For him to be done what he's done for Northeast Ohio, for Cleveland, for Akron, he's done a lot. And so basketball, at least for me, I don't know about these other fans, at least for me, basketball was a tool that got him where he needed to be and made him change his life. And I'm cool with that. And if he never wins another title, and if he leaves Cleveland, I'm still going to watch the Cavs, like I said, and I'm still going to be a fan of LeBron. But at the end of the day, you got to know when you met your match, and you got to know when to check out. I wouldn't be surprised, and it wouldn't bother me, if LeBron retired after this year and just left. And then I want to see how the fans that are in his corner, that say they in his corner, how they gonna react. Me personally, like I said, if he rolled off in the sunset and wanted to be at every one of his son's AAU games or his school games or whatever, I'm totally fine with that. That's because he's given so much. So at the end of the day, I'm not upset. KD did what he had to do to get to where he needed to be, bottom line. And but LeBron is still here in Northeast Ohio. He's a king, and it is what it is.
He's not the king of the
LeBron,
NBA.
I mean, LeBron, the activist, LeBron, the man.
Oh, yeah, LeBron, the man. Yeah.
All philanthropist,
yeah.
LeBron is the king.
I remember when LeBron came back to Cleveland, and I heard how much that really like jump started like the whole like downtown area again, like downtown Cleveland area just it came back to life and people were out more and all that. Like that was
absolutely
all LeBron. I mean, I have ultra respect for the philanthropist, the man, the basketball player. I don't care.
Let me say this about Cleveland, Jimmy. I think this thing would have been more of a fair fight, even if KD would have came. If they would have kept Wiggins and left Kevin Love the hell where he at. And I'm saying this.
You know what?
I'm saying, that's a good point. You know why I'm saying that? Because the way the Warriors are killing y'all on the perimeter, and Kevin Love, yeah, he's 20 and 13 or whatever, but that's hit and miss. The Warriors got the three top perimeter players. You feel what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're
even
going.
Though they got that title. But even though they got that title.
Right,
it would be more of a fair fight if they had Wiggins and Kyrie.
I don't think there is a fair fight, because if you look at the league, they beat everybody in the league on the perimeter. Even your Lakers, they don't stand a chance. Even Houston didn't stand a chance. It killed them.
I wouldn't put an extra.
Golden State is the best shooting team in the league, and they've been that way for the last couple of years.
If they have,
I think it's the system. They're system players. But they plan a system to give them high percentage shots.
That's the whole thing. Okay, I can get with you on that coaching to put them in the right position, but they still got to make the shot more consistent than they missed. You know
what I'm saying? Like I said, we don't shoot, and I said that at the beginning of the podcast. I said we are not a very good shooting team. I think I said that last time.
Not a lot of people are. It ain't just Cleveland. Steph, Clay, and KD hone their craft, man, in that mid-range and long-range thing.
He sit back like a little biatch. Let them do all the work, and then he kill you. That's what he do. That's what he signed up for.
He ain't doing no work when he scored 43 points, and nobody else scored more than 15.
All I had to do was come down and shoot. I ain't got to do nothing else because everybody. I mean, you got a team that they have everything you want. They have shooters. They have defensive.
That off the threat of them. The threat.
No,
but when they didn't have it going,
about to have three titles. I mean, they have been very. Very good at the
three-point
line.
They weren't good tonight. Wasn't nobody good tonight but Kevin Durant. Period.
No, I ain't going to say. Well, we ain't going to say nobody was good.
And JaVale McGee.
You still playing.
Not like that.
You still playing the best shooting team in the league. Regardless of who had a bad night, Steph couldn't get it done. Klay couldn't get it done. That's a testament of what they have over there. If them guys can't get it done, it's somebody there that can. And LeBron don't have that luxury. If he don't get it done, nothing gets done. And that's the luxury that they have.
They didn't have it going tonight. So you could have doubled Durant and got the ball out of his hand. Now, I would understand they was trapping Durant sometimes. But they should have hard trapped his ass.
Well, you can't trap him because what they did was they come right across half court and they stop and make Cleveland come all the way up. Let me tell you something about pressing in the middle. If trapping in the middle, risky as hell.
I'm gonna go, but best believe when the king gets executed, I will be here.
And it may be a risk to trap half court, but damn it, you gotta try something to slow that down. You gotta get the ball out of his hands.
I'm gonna tell you what I seen Clarkson do. Well, not Clarkson, but Larry Nance. I saw Larry Nance go over top of screen tonight in the long corner. When Steph went over to that corner, he jumped right over top, and that's what they didn't do effectively. They still kept switching. And I told you, that switching was going to kill them because they always want to pull out Tristan or Kevin Love to the perimeter. And it's just not a good look. But, you know, he think that's his best personnel out on the floor defensively, and I didn't think so. But next year is it
for the Warriors. So if they win it next year, I mean, after that, Clay will be up and somebody going to throw a buku load of money at him. And that's when it's going to start tailing off a little bit.
You never know. He might go over to the Lakers.
I mean, yeah. But if you say he's going to take less money and they're going to keep rolling, then ain't nobody going to beat him. That's what everybody got to pray, that he decide he want a max contract. If he don't want a max, and then Draymond come up in 20 and say he don't want max money, everybody in trouble.
And here's the $1 million question for everybody on the panel. If LeBron gets swept, which is a high possibility right now, it's a 95% chance that he gets swept Friday, okay? What does he do after this?
Go to Philly.
I would first go to a team. I would first have to know that I have to take less money to put players around me. I can't go to a team and be making $30 million. That's not working no more. Them days, those, not why Golden State got this thing rolling. You got to take less money. That's the first thing. Second thing, I'll probably go, me personally, the Lakers are the, I think, the best option to keep up with the Warriors just because of the youth. You get Paul George, and get another ancillary player. But you can't, everybody can't make max money right now, bro. That's going to be the team to take Golden State down. When somebody realize that you can't have two and three players making $20, $30 million, that's when you're going to beat Golden State.
I think it's a mistake for him to go to the West, because he can easily lose out there too. And I really think the Philly team would be his best bet.
If you keep McConnell,
but this boy's young too. If you keep McConnell,
but his deep McConnell and, defense,
and you have, and you have an inside threat in Embiid, I still don't think Simmons is a point. I think he's more of a three. But you can do some things with that Philly roster. You sign LeBron. They're also rumored to be in the Paul George sweepstakes. I don't know how you're gonna make that work, but we'll see. So if you do that with those two young boys out there, Philly can be something, man. Philly can be something.
I'm gonna say this. I'm being real, Gene. If LeBron wanna win another title, he gonna have to take less money.
No matter where you go, he gonna have to. No matter where you go, he gonna have to. No matter where you go, he's gonna have to.
He wanna win another title.
Because
no matter where he go, he can't be making $25-30 million. Because you need too many pieces to counteract Golden State.
I think he can work around taking a pay cut by extending his contracts, because he only signs 2-year contracts. I think he could.
So you talking about his money
that way? Yeah,
take
it's yearly.
Less
you can get
money
you,
yearly.
Right.
Yeah. Either way.
Spread it over longer. And I think he can
work
get
too.
If he doesn't choose to go elsewhere, and let's say he decides to stay in Cleveland, then I think that they can possibly make that happen. And he'll get what he wants. He'll get the retired Cavalier. And he'll get some players
so
up there.
He'll take, if he stay in Cleveland to take less money, I mean, spread it out or a longer deal.
Because this is a big decision for him. Because the first thing he said when he came back, and he made the big announcement. They got a stadium up here. Everybody heard of Akron University football.
Yeah,
that's where he had his homecoming at. And the first thing he said was, "I'm here to stay. I ain't going nowhere." So, and these people here, when it comes to LeBron, you know, they're like, oh, my God. So, if he goes against what he said, you know, he's the worst person in the world. So, he has some big decisions to make. And I think basketball-wise.
They got contracts on that team.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And they got some, that's what got them all screwed up.
They
got so much money tied up in these aging players, players that aren't performing at a high level.
Luxury tax already.
Oh, man, they got killed in the luxury tax.
Shouldn't have gave Tristan all that money. Shouldn't have gave JR all that money.
Jordan Clarkson.
Yep. Shouldn't have gave him all that money, man. Shouldn't have gave him all that money.
Plus LeBron, that was LeBron's way.
I think that was LeBron's way of getting back at Dan Gilbert for the letter.
Tying him up in them contracts.
Getting in his pocket. If I come back there, I'm going to get in your pocket.
Right.
And I think
he's going to get him
at this point.
Because he's going to leave him with them bad contracts. Ain't nobody going to help Dan Gilbert.
Yeah, I think it's backfiring at this point. Because now, it's seriously, when this season is over with, their hands are tied with what they can do to keep this team competitive to get to the finals again, or, you know, so I don't know if he stay, it's still going to be hard. And I think if he goes anywhere else, which I'm going to be honest with you, I think L.A. is a destination for him eventually. You know, he's bought two houses out there. I think he
He got to save less money, man. It'll be smart for him to save less money.
Well, I think he's done what he's supposed to do. I think he's done what he's supposed to do for Cleveland. And that's why I said, for me, if he left, he'd done so much to build the economy up here, bring a championship here. So I feel okay with that. And I think I think that's his destination. I think it's California. I think he wants to be more in line with his family. And I think he wants his family probably to go with him too, even though their roots are here. But I just don't see him. I can't see what they can do at the end of the season to keep a roster intact enough to compete at a high level. I just can't see it.
Because their seed is dropping by a year. Last year they were the 2 seed, right? With Kyrie. Yep. And then now they're the 4 seed without Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get 1 year old, everybody 1 year older. Yeah, you probably be looking at what, about a 5.
And the East is getting better. The East is getting better too. You know, we ain't talked about
Boston
that. Boston getting better.
He got a tough decision to make.
Milwaukee getting better.
He has to get cerebral with this thing to get past these Warriors. You got to get a collection of talent, man. Especially, you need some 3-and-D guys. You need some shooters. And you need a coach, like you say.
You need to replace Tom Lou.
Walton, he know the system. So
you need Mark Jackson, but I ain't going to go there. Ain't none of my business.
Mark Jackson is a great defensive mind, but offensively, I don't think he would have got this out of Steph Curry, though. That offense. Steve Curry is light years ahead. You know, he studied at the feet of Popovich and Phil Jackson. So, yeah, he picked up the phone to call one of them. You know what I'm saying? So,
all right,
I don't know, man. LeBron going to have to. It's going to be a cold summer, man, because you got to come to grips. This Golden State thing at least strong for one more year.
Yep.
If he want to knock him off.
All right, guys.
You're going to have to do something.
All right, guys. This is going to do it for our 2018 NBA Finals post-game show, Game 3. Final score, Golden State Warriors 110, Cleveland Cavaliers 102. Golden State takes a 3-0 lead in the series, best of 7. We'll be back in Cleveland on Friday. We'll do a post-show then. It'll be after Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I believe the game's at 9, so that times out about right. So we'll be right after Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Everybody who called in, Gene, thank you for calling in. Tony C, thank you for calling in.
This is fun, man.
Thank you for calling in.
Always fun.
Oh yeah. Thank you for calling in.
Always good.
Real quick too, shout out to Doom. Thank you for calling in. Shout out to Rage. Thank you for calling in. Rage called in a little bit late last week, so I figure I'll give him a call and let him get a chance. Yeah, he called in late, so I figure I'd go ahead and give him a chance to get on with this and definitely say his piece. But yeah, let him say his piece. Let him say his piece real quick. Dog, why is my computer messing up? There we go. Again, great series. If you're a Warrior fan, fantastic series. If you're a Cavs fan, you know, you got some explaining to do, but it's neither here nor there. We'll see what happens in Game 4. Bron should get you one. I do agree with Stephen Nixon on that. Bron should get you one.
AI got one.
So Bron should get you one. If he gonna get you one, it's gonna be Game 4. If he gets you one, it's gonna be 4. He should get you one. If he can't,
I knew they were in trouble at the end of the first quarter when they was all up by like 2.
Yeah,
I knew.
Me and Doom talked about it at halftime, and I told and I told Doom that they're hanging around.
Yeah,
they're playing well, but they're hanging around. So, and that was the main thing. But Bron will get you one. He'll get you at least one, and it should be Game 4.
Yeah.
So I look at us coming back on again. Game 5, and that's when I think Golden State will close it out. But Bron will get you one. I don't think, you know, in all honesty, because he is the best player of today, I don't think Bron to get swept, but I think he will get you this one, and we'll go from there. Is there anything
Kobe
else?
Kobe got us one in 04.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He got us a fucking
game. Yeah.
In 04.
He did. So. He did. Anything else we need to go over before we roll out for the night?
Nope, good, that's it, man.
All right.
Good. We'll tune in a couple of days, and we'll see. You know, hopefully the brooms don't come out. And we live to play.
Y'all ain't got Kyrie.
Y'all didn't hear that joke. You guys didn't hear that joke that Doom said earlier. Doom said he's going to Amazon to get an NBA Finals broom.
NBA Finals broom.
You're going to get an NBA Finals broom. They
lose. If they get swept, man, that'll be. They play two times in the regular season. They already won at six. Again, four out of five last year. That's 10 out of 11.
And it'd be real interesting too.
It's time to regroup.
And it'd be real interesting too, because watch First Things First and Undisputed tomorrow, and pay attention to Nick Wright and Shannon Sharpe's Twitter. I think that
why they got. Why you think they're gonna still find a way for this to be serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're gonna have some excuses.
Well, you know, like we always, you got the haters.
They're not the haters.
Daniel Booby Gibson. They're gonna blame Donyell Marshall.
Donyell Marshall.
Barry Hughes.
No, he didn't say Donyell Marshall. I ain't heard that name in years.
Jonas Elgowski. What's the good? Gooden, they're gonna blame Drew Gooden. They're gonna say all them one good enough. Eric Snow, they're gonna blame Eric Snow.
Yep.
I don't think Mo Williams was on that team yet. Maybe he was working.
Nah, Mo came after.
Yeah.
Okay. Dang it, they can't blame Mo Williams.
Nope.
Hashtag it ain't Larry Hughes, folks. That's what y'all need to be had.
All right, God, man. This is Gene. Gene signing out, man.
All right, man. All right, Thank you, guys. I appreciate you calling in, guys. Y'all have a good night.
Later, man.
Yep,
later, guys.
Yep, later.